from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
The legend Bill Curtis. A tremendous honor for you to be on the Parkinson Spiegel Show at the Score.
I'd want to be nowhere else but here.
Afternoons on the Score.
Look at the lady with the big glasses.
In Milwaukee, 11 people were injured when an escalator malfunctioned at American Family Field following yesterday afternoon's game between the Cubs and the Brewers. In a statement, the Brewers said a downward escalator from the terrace to the lodge level malfunctioned and sped up. Five of the injured were treated at the scene, while six others were taken to area hospitals. Their conditions have not been released, but the Brewers said their injuries were not life-threatening.
Greg Braggs in the Stands, the CHGO Bears podcast star, was one of the people on the escalator at American Century Field in Milwaukee. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. Also, from social media, it sounds like Braggs sustained some pretty serious injuries. Thanks for being on the show. How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling about as good as I can be. I mean, like I said before, I honestly feel lucky that I'm not hurt worse. I did sustain a knee injury and still trying to figure out the extent of that. But ultimately, just looking back on it, it could have been much worse. So I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful that my family wasn't with me, my mom or my wife or my daughter, you know, in that, just thinking of that is giving me some solace that they weren't involved in this.
We wanted to talk to somebody who was on that thing about just how terrifying that must have been. And lo and behold, we find that there's media folks who can actually speak. So, hey, we know you can talk, Braggs. Let's call you and talk about it. Because, like, that's terrifying to think about. We've all been in a massive crowd of humanity leaving a sporting event. Does the whole thing shake? What did it feel like at the time? When did you know that you were in trouble?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's like that's part of why I have no issue talking about this. Like, hey, we're a sports outlet and we're at a sporting event where something like this happens. And I think everybody that listens to our show and listens to your show, like, we've all experienced leaving a stadium and everybody's trying to get out at the same time. And, you know, we all see that push to the stairs or the elevator or the ramps. And so that's essentially what happened. We start making our way to the escalator and there's just a lot of hundreds and hundreds of people trying to get out at the same time.
But there always is. What made this different? Was anything different about this?
Well, I guess what's unique about this is this escalator, like a lot of stadium escalators, is much longer. It's not like a mall escalator. It's twice as long and twice as steep as that. So you get on it and, you know, to me, like, you know, if you go to the United Center, you'll have somebody at the top of the escalator saying, okay, this many people at a time, now wait, the next people come on. I'm not an escalator expert and operator, so the cause of
why... Shane, can you book us an escalator
expert?
Get him
off.
Jesus.
Get him off the air.
We thought you were an escalator expert.
Just a simpleton former bricklayer, so it's not made of bricks. I don't know what it is.
All right,
go on. But at the same time, like, common sense to me says there was way too many people on it. You know, was that the source of the malfunction? Maybe, maybe not. But I'll never get on another escalator with that many people on it again in my life.
See, that's the thing. Like, I'm terrified of the next time I'm standing at the top of an escalator that's long like that. And I'm thinking, I remember what happened because I don't even know what you do. Like, what is the move when you're on the escalator and it's starting to malfunction, it's starting to go fast? Do you think about jumping off to a side? Can you even do that? What do you do?
Right. And so to your point, we get about halfway down the slope. And the whole thing shakes and makes a noise. And everybody at the same time had an audible gasp, like the same way you would if you're on an elevator and it shakes and everybody's like, oh. And the next moment right after that, it just let loose and took off like a roller coaster. It was essentially that. And so, no, it's not like at the airport where you have a downward escalator and an upwards one right next to each other and there's a platform in the middle. If you jump off to the left or right side, you're going to fall to the floor beneath you. So there's nowhere to jump. You are just at the mercy of this thing, you know, steamrolling downhill. And so because I was halfway up, I'm seeing people piling on top of each other, and I know we're next. And there was an elderly lady right in front of me that was about the same age and height and size as my mom. And I was concerned about barreling her over as we fell over. And so I'm just trying to time it as best I can as we get to the bottom to make sure I don't hurt her. I'm trying to help her. I'm trying to help myself. And so I tripped over her and fell into the pile, turned around to grab her. And as I turned around, that's when three people, it's hard to say how many, just barreled right into my leg. And, you know, it was, you know, it just took me out like a football tackle, you know. And so, yeah, you know, like I said, I'm lucky my leg wasn't broken. I know other people did have broken bones. And, you know, so then once it came to a stop and everybody's at the bottom of this pile and there's no more people to be launched down, now the screaming starts. And that's really, to me, what was the scariest part, because we all thought somebody died. And so we're all now, even though there's a lot of people hurt, we're all trying to pull people off the pile and get to the bottom. And there was two elderly ladies that were on the escalator, and one of them took the worst of it, being at the very bottom of this pile. Like, once everybody was pulled off, you could see the shock on her face, and she's got blood all over her. It was just such a nasty scene and a chaotic scene. And luckily no one died. That's, you know, it was a very unfortunate and unlucky moment we were all in, but we are all lucky that it wasn't worse than it was, as bad as it was.
Greg Braggs from CHGO is our guest. He was on the escalator at Cubs Brewers that malfunctioned, ended up with a knee injury of some sort. A bunch of people ended up in the hospital. Are you guys suing?
You know, we're just, you know, 2 days into this process. So for me, I don't, you know, I can't speak for our company, but like for me personally, I'm still in the early stages of the process of just figuring out what's wrong with my leg. And so I haven't even taken any kind of steps in that regard, obviously. So I, you know, it's just so early in the process that I can't even speak to it.
Have you or anybody, you know, been approached by the Brewers themselves?
Yeah, the Brewers did call me yesterday. So they had a few words with me and basically a checkup, and they were there on the scene when it happened. There was EMS and firefighters and people that worked at the stadium that were there for the whole thing, kind of taking our names down and seeing how we were, took us into the medical room. So, you know, at the end of the day, I don't really, you know, like, I feel bad for even those people that are involved, because nobody wants this to happen. Nobody wants to be involved in this situation. So certainly not trying to make a bad guy out of anybody, but at the end of the day, you know, something, you know, malfunctioned, and, you know, that's not, when you go to a game, you have an expectation that you'll be safe when you enter and when you leave. And that's not what happened this time. And that's life at the end of the day. I understand that. So, you know, just trying to keep, you know, a proper perspective to everything, but at the same time, you know, we all have to do what's right for ourselves and our families.
Hey, Greg, glad you're okay, and glad that nobody died. And thanks for hopping on, because, yeah, all of the listeners can understand and relate to that moment, and it freaks everybody out. Thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on. Next time, it's got to be on better circumstances, where we're talking about a 10-game winning streak for the Bears, baby. Come on now.
Hey, we got a game in a month. We got a Hall of Fame game in a month. It'll be here
Let's
soon.
Let's go. Let's go. Can't wait. We'll see you guys.
All right.
Thanks, Greg.
That's Greg Braggs from CHGO.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Yeah, that does not sound fun.
No, it does not. seriously.
That sucks.
Well, the next time I have an opportunity leaving a ballpark or a concert and I'm looking at a especially long escalator going down, I'm going to have big time second thoughts, maybe take the stairs instead. A texter says he works for the Rockies and something like this happened years ago, that they no longer now have the escalators going down at the end of games. That's interesting. Like, I wonder what might change coming out of this other than, you know, added terror for the fans. Because
just add it to the list of things that we need to have anxiety about.
Exactly. Thank you. I didn't know we had escalator terror on the list, but we do. I wonder what else might change, you know?
I'm just thinking, you know, Cubs finally get a win over the Brewers here. We got ramps. We got concrete that falls at our stadium, but you know we don't have malfunctioning escalators.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not good.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't, because I was thinking about it. Like, I guess if you're up in the United Center, you're using escalators
coming down.
Sox Park, I usually escalators going up, but I'm usually ramp going down.
Yeah, I'm almost always ramp going down at most places.
Do they do the escalator going down at Sox games? I feel like I've always done the ramp at Sox games going out of the state. I don't know that I've ever done escalator down at a Sox game.
You know, now that I think about it. At Wrigley, when you get off the L there at Addison, that escalator is always turned off. I don't know if that's a down escalator that's just turned off. I've never seen it turned on. It might be...
Oh, at the L station, you're saying? Yeah.
Maybe that's an up escalator that's just turned off for the moment. But like those long escalators, I just had it out in L.A. when me and the Roopster went to Fox there.
Thinking about what you would do in that spot if I'm walking with Owen and Eli, a 4 and a 2-year-old.
Horrifying.
What do you do? I mean, just grab them and
pray
and jump at the bottom and try to shield their fall or them getting crushed behind. Like, do you try to shield them like going forward or like the people that would come behind them? You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Just a terrible spot.
Just a terrible spot. And I would assume that there is going to be a lawsuit pending. I would assume so.
Mm. But yeah, escalators. I'm more of a stair guy anyway. Get the steps in.
On the way down?
Just in general. Like, I don't find myself, I mean, you know.
My knees are not friendly when it comes to stairs. I can do a ramp. I'll do a ramp up all day long.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
like, I generally speaking will be a stair guy. But also, I go wherever it's less crowded. I don't like to be boxed in on things. So that'd be my choice. But yeah, man.
I got to tell you, I first pictured the escalator as like, oh, and then all the stairs flattened down and it just became like a, you know, just like a flat. Like, that's what I pictured happening.
Oh, no. See, I pictured like it's normally going 3 miles an hour and now it's going 60 miles an hour.
Right. And it's still
which I think
this,
is what happened.
I think so. And it's still in the stairs.
Why would it flatten?
I don't know. Just telling you what I saw.
My bad.
In my mind, I pictured it flattening down and looking like, I don't know, like an electric razor on the edge.
Very vivid. This really scared you. This is a very vivid imagination.
It freaked me out.
There was jaws at the bottom. It's all of a sudden, it turned into lava. It was really weird.
My Uncle Sully was down there.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
He's been dead for 40 years.
Unbelievable.
Gee, you fat. Want some candy? What are you doing here, Sully? Get out of here.
Yeah, I think it stays an escalator.
Yeah.
It just goes really, really
far. That probably makes sense.
I think it stays an escalator.
I pictured that, and I'm like, no, that's wrong. And then I tried to picture something else, and I'm still having trouble. See, you're just saying, like, it's just, all of a sudden it's just going fast, and it's a staircase going fast now?
I think it's a staircase going really, really fast.
Man.
And so
boy. That escalated quickly.
It did.
That's what happened. Was an escalated quickly escalator.
Can you believe my Uncle Sully was there?
Which is surprising.
Yeah.
Why is he taunting you?
He always did.
In those ways.
It was about himself. He had his own issues.
Oh, well, that's very mature of you to have come to that realization.
Trying to cut Sully a break retroactively.
Good for you. Is this a disaster or a sign of hope for the Bulls? It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.